I was looking at the word God has given us ahead of time for 2020. Behold, a new season. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. And I always try to meditate on his word to I always ask him to open my eyes to see the things that I'm not seeing. And one of the things that you do is to weigh yourself. You know, you weigh yourself in the balance. You analyze. You look at the year. You look at your life. And you ask yourself, what is it that God is doing in my life? What is it that God is trying to say? What is it that he wants me to do? Praise God. Can I talk to us? Can we just talk? Is that okay? Is that okay? Can we talk? Okay. So I'm just going to share my... Please, can you, if you can switch off your phone or put your phone on silent, please, or put it away, you know. Just if you can put it away, don't use your phone while we're here tonight. You know, you have time to use it. Don't allow anybody to distract you, engage you right now in any conversation, okay? Please. It's very important as parents that we're teaching our children by example, good examples. So if you pay attention, they will pay attention. But if you don't worry or don't complain when the teachers come and say, like me, when I was one of my report cards, my principal said he's a truant. It doesn't stay in one place. It doesn't stay in class. I've never heard that word before. But I found out why. Reason being, you see, when there's no father, a father figure in any child's life, the impact is terrible. So even if the father is there and the father is not responsible, it's terrible. So please, let's pay attention tonight. So I started asking myself a question, and one of the questions I was asking is, how come the children of Israel went around the same mountain for 40 years and did not realize they were going around the same mountain? Have you ever asked yourself that question? I want you to think. One of the things that we fail to do with engaging with the Holy Spirit is that a lot of times people, you know, you see intellectuals, you see professors who still smoke. You didn't get the joke? Okay. Doctors who still smoke. So on the cigarette pack, it says smoking kills. The doctors are the ones telling us to live healthy. They're trying to look after us, tell us to look after ourselves, but with their intelligence, they still can't read. Which goes to tell you that the wisdom of man is foolishness before God. But how come they went around the same mountain? Just imagine this is the mountain. They kept going around the same mountain year one. Year two. No, think about it. I want you to really think tonight. You go around the same mountain. At least you should know the landmarks. You should at some point go like, honey, are we there yet? Did you put the right postcode? I don't know if you follow. They kept going around the same issue for 40 years. They kept going around the same challenge for 40 years. They kept going around the same matter for 40 years. Not if you say they went around it for a year or two, that is understandable. For those of you that are 40 here and above, imagine you going around the same mountain, the same location. The mistake you made in 2017 is the same mistake you made in 2018. The same money you wasted in 2010 is the same money you wasted in 2017. The same fight we had in 2009 is the same fight we are having till today. The same place you stumbled last year is the same place you still stumble. How is it possible? I want you to have that question at the back of your mind. How is it possible that retreat upon retreat, you still go around and come back to the same place? What we call the stretching experience. You reach out, but at the end of the day, you still come back to the same place. You think you're moving. We think we're making progress. We think we're advancing, but we've not moved. Because at the end of the day, you stretch and you come back to the same place. It takes a different form. It could be like a blender, a fan, a ceiling fan, or a standing fan. The blades keep moving, but they're not going anywhere. Is it possible that is our experience as believers? We pray the same prayer, but we come back to the same place. Keep going round Kadesh Barnea. So what is Kadesh Barnea in your life? The first point you must realize is, how is it possible that we go around the same issue or issues and we don't even realize what is going on? How is that possible? We're coming to the end of the year, and we're going into a time where we're waiting on God. We're going to wait on God. But is it going to make any difference? So, you see, the word is behold. Do we have that word anywhere? Can you bring it up? Let's find out what the problems are, and if the Lord can help us. Is that okay? Is that okay? Every word God speaks is very, very strategic. Every word. Every of his word is not like you and I. Every word is important. So he's saying to us ahead of time, inside information for 2020 is, behold, a new season. I am doing a new thing. You see, in English, a comma can make the whole difference. Do you realize that? So this could read, behold, comma, a new season. I am doing a new thing. It could also read, behold, a new season, comma, I'm doing a new thing. So the question is, Lord, which one are you saying? Because they all mean two different things or three different things. So the first thing God is saying is, behold. I want us to stop at behold today. Okay? Behold. You've been going around the same mountain. Year one. Year two. In your marriage. In your personal life. In our finances. In our academics. In our relationship with people. In our prayers, in our worship, we've been going around the same mountain, going around the same mountain for 40 years, and the Lord is saying, behold. We must behold. We must realize where we are fallen. We must stop. You see, for you to behold, you have to look. For you to behold, you have to, your eyes have to be open. You have to be awake. Okay? You have to be awake. Let me show you. Let's bring up Jeremiah chapter 17. Let's do a bit of study. Jeremiah 17, verse 4. Let's start from verse 4. Or let's read from verse 5. Jeremiah 17, 5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man. You see, most times we keep running from pillar to post looking for who has cursed us. We keep running from pillar to post, blaming our fathers and our grandmothers and our mothers and our great-grandparents. Nobody cursed you. Bible says, if a man be in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. It doesn't matter what your parents or your grandparents have done. Behold, if any man be in Christ, the only time curses will follow you is when you are not in Christ. But so far as you are in Christ, you are safe. But you can't be in Christ and be living like your grandparents. So let's analyze this word. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. Let's see six. Okay? You know, have you always noticed that God speaks the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end? Okay. So what he's saying, cursed, if you read it, context, if you read it, you are reading the end, you're not reading the beginning. Okay? For he will be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see. This is what I want to show us. You will not see when good comes. What is the theme? What is the instruction? What is the word for next year? Behold, a new season. I am doing a new thing. Can I put it to us? You will not see good next year. You will not see when good comes next year if you are blind. He said, behold. I will tell us the implication of that. So he said, behold, see what I'm doing. However, he's saying, if you trust in people, if you trust in man, if you trust in the systems of men, if you put your confidence in your uncle to help you, if you put your confidence in your degree and qualification, if you put your trust in the economy, if you put if you mortgage your future on your children, you know, there are people that have put their security on their children. So let me train these children so that tomorrow they'll look after me. If you put your confidence in your spouse, if you put your confidence in your bank account, if you put your confidence in your business, you will not see good that God is saying is coming in 2020. If you trust in man, what is man? Man talks about the system. Man talks about humanity. Man talks about mankind, the inventions, the innovations of man. Man talks about what is created, not the creator. Man talks about that which will perish. He says, if you put your trust in man, you will not see. Is it possible that the children of Israel were going around the same issue? And God was trying to get them to see. But they couldn't see because they were trusting in man. How do I know they were trusting in man? They said, in Egypt, where we are coming from, things are better. There are more jobs in Egypt than in the wilderness. I can find a husband in Egypt, but in this desert, all the brothers are not changing their shoe. There's no system. There's no job security in the wilderness. But in Egypt, there's job security. I can finish my program there. I can get on a scholarship and go and do another program. My children can go to school. My children are not going to school in the wilderness. I'm homeschooling them. They didn't put their trust in God. But they put their trust and confidence in the system, in where they were coming from, in their experience. And they couldn't see the good that God was doing. They couldn't see that the shoes they were wearing was growing with them. They couldn't see the clothes they wore for 40 years didn't grow old. They didn't have any tailor in the desert who could mend anything, for the clothes were growing with them. But they saw people in Egypt changing clothes. And they judged themselves. God is wicked. We're wearing the same clothes. My neighbor is changing clothes. They failed to see that the same clothes they were wearing for 40 years was anointed. Somebody didn't get me. In the wilderness, they didn't fall sick. Despite not having a good sanitary system. Someone did hear me. They didn't fall sick. Though they had been on a walking Olympics. Somebody didn't get me. When you put your trust in 2020 in any system of men or man, you will not see when good comes. He says, behold, behold, see. He says, let me finish it. But he shall be like the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. Verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. You see, trusting in God is not only when things are good. Trusting in God, confidence in God. You see, most times we trust that at the end of the month we are going to get paid. And we say it's trusting God. Oh, Makaya Gadabragadosh. My God. Hey, Bakaya. You trust the NHS, but you think you trust God. You trust your passport, but you think you trust God. You trust the Ofsted report more than you trust God. If I tell us, God spoke to me now and said, let all of us move to Chad. Chad. You see that laugh? That laugh is betraying you. That laugh is a laugh, I don't trust God. This is not God. Let's bind the devil. Because you trust the United Kingdom. You trust your location more than you trust God. Why is it that some of you haven't left to go and set up your business? Because you trust your salary, the safety net of your salary. But you say you trust God. Why are some of us not married? Because you trust in the CV of the brother more than you trust the Lord. Let's keep studying. Let's go back to Behold. So, give me Behold. He says, Behold, see. Ephesians 5:14. Wherefore he said, Awake, thou that sleepest. Awake, you who sleep. If you are sleeping, you will not see what God is doing. Because, you see, understand, seeing is so vital. No wonder Jesus said, in seeing, you do not see. Can I just dwell on that a bit more? Is that okay? Solomon goes to God in prayer and he starts to pray. Because seeing affects or transcends everything. Even in your prayer life, I'll show you an example. So Solomon goes to pray. And he's praying. And he says, Lord, God said, what do you want? He was worshiping and sacrificing and all that. God comes and says, what do you want? He says, God, give me wisdom and understanding to lead my family. Give me wisdom as a husband. Give me understanding as a worker, as an employer of labor. Give me wisdom as a citizen of this nation. Give me wisdom and understanding to execute my duty, to raise my children. Give me wisdom and understanding to relate with people. And God said, you have asked me what other people don't ask me. Other people would ask me for money. God, 2020, give me money. Bless me. Other people will say in 2020, Lord, I want to live a healthy life. I want to live. I will not die in 2020. Lord, in 2020, hey, makalabalakasha. Lord, kill my enemies. That my boss that's been disturbing me, remove him. That leader, kill that leader. Bring us a new president. And God said, this is what other people ask me for. But see this. You know, Jesus, the word of God says, behold. He said next year, behold, see, ability to see. Can you see that? Follow this. The people that ask for money, most times live in the rat race. But the person that asks for wisdom to be a responsible dad, a responsible husband, God gave him the wisdom and the money he didn't ask for. Did you hear that? Did you see that? No, you didn't see that. Lord, open every eye tonight to see. the person who asked for long life didn't get it, may or may not. Because God said, that is what everybody's asking me. So if everybody's asking me for this, that means the queue is full. The line is jammed. But the person who asked for wisdom on how to eat right. Lord, you made my body. What should I be eating? God gives the person the long life and money they didn't ask for. I'll tell you a story. Ben Carson, we know the story of Ben Carson. So the mom, Ben Carson's mom was fed up with the boys, Ben Carson and the brother, I believe. She did everything. She did everything. The boys were just boys. The boys were just boys. Hey. So one day, she goes to God in prayer. And she says, God, give me wisdom for this, to raise these children. They're unique. Give me wisdom for each child. And God says to her, take their games from them. Take their TV time from them. It was TV time. Limit them to only 2 hours of TV, and that's at the weekend. Tell them they must read books, some books, and summarize the book for you every week. So all the things she had been doing before failed until she went to God to behold and to see what was his plan and will for each child and for parenting and for marriage and for being the right and the best employer and employee. Behold, see. He says, awake, you who sleep. Awake, you who sleep. The children of Israel kept going around the same issue. The country is not good. There are no jobs. We talk like people who don't know God. There's no money in the system. And I keep hearing, I don't know about you, but I look at Bloomberg. I look at, you know, the money market. I look at people, they say Saudi Arabia, Aramco. Maybe, and I know I'm speaking gibberish to some people. The Saudi oil company, they floated their company. They raised billions to a trillion. Okay, almost 2 trillion because it was 1.8. I'm like, this money is in this earth. So who am I listening that keeps telling me there's no money? Behold, see. Friends, is it possible that we are sleeping? We are trusting men when we are meant to be going to God in our specific areas of responsibility and endeavor, in our specific areas of calling, in the challenges and saying, God, open my eyes to see. And he says, awake you who sleep. That means a state of unconsciousness. Because they were going around the same issue. No money in the economy. Going around for 40 years. They were going around the same issue of unforgiveness for 40 years. They were going around the issue of unrighteousness for 40 years. They were going around the issue of everywhere they say, is your grandparents that died? Come, let's do deliverance for you. You run there. Is your great, no, the one we didn't finish it. tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. We do the Me Too. Our Christianity is the Me Too Christianity. You know what the Me Too Christianity is? You don't know. Me Too Christianity is happening here. It's happening here. Ah, no, the power is not a love assembly. There's this prophet. There's this man. Let's go there. It's happening there. When he says, just wake up. We've been sleeping. I don't know if this has... How many of you ever sleepwalked? I know you're spiritual people. Okay. When I was small, I used to sleepwalk. It was a mystery. Because I'll sleep in the parlor, the next day I sleep, see myself in the room. I asked, how did I get there? I remember one day, I'm telling you this. I remember one day, I went to bed. Next thing I see myself opening the house door and going outside. And I just remember some cold just shook me. And they woke me and said, where are you going? I said, I thought I was dreaming. I'm telling you, if you sleep with me, you're in trouble. Because by the time I kick you and kick myself. So is it possible that the children of Israel sleepwalked for 40 years? Are you sleepwalking as a believer? He says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. For you to see, there must be light. Oh, Makaya Gada. Have you been in a dark room? Okay, I need help. I need help. Uncle. Somebody, please. One person there. Just help me turn off that, switch off that light. No, the switch is there. Just there. Switch it off. Are you seeing what I'm doing with my hands? You can see me. Yeah, maybe not with my hands. Put on the light. Once light comes, darkness goes. Once light comes, darkness goes, and you can see. What is the darkness in our lives? What are those dark areas? God is saying, arise, he will give us light. He says, therefore be careful how you walk. Not as unwise men, but as wise. Making the most of your time. Most of us don't know what time it is. You don't realize you are getting old. You know that's the funniest part. You don't realize you are getting old. I did a small test. Okay? Let me do the test there. I did it on myself. How old are you? Don't tell me. Right? I hope you're not confused about how old you are. Okay? I want you to do some mental calculation. If you want to write it down, write it down. When did you start working in this country? How many years have you worked? What is your retirement age? How much would your pension be when you retire? You'll find out that for most people who probably the Lord, like me, moved from Egypt, you started working, you've probably maybe worked less than 10 years, 20, 15 years, 20 years. And you have probably 10 more years to go. You realize that you don't even have a pension. Because what happens is that we read the scriptures, we don't apply it. We read the scriptures, we don't understand the times and seasons we live in. We don't understand where we are. We just go with the flow. forgetting that we are sojourners. Do you realize that a wise man, a good man, leaves inheritance for his children's children? We haven't even left inheritance for when we are old. When we stop working. Talk less of our children. And even our grandchildren. Some of our grandchildren are just closing their eyes in heaven and say, Lord, this family, Lord, that you are sending me to. What am I going to do in my life? The children are already praying in heaven. We are just, the latest shoe we buy, the latest guy we buy, we're not thinking. We are not opening our eyes to see. A time came in the life of Jacob that he realized that in the past how many years, let's assume 14 years, he worked for the first wife 7 years, second wife for 7 years. Let's assume 14 years. In the past 14 years that I've worked in the civil service of Laban, inflation has hit my wages 10 times. Every year, they give me, have you ever calculated it? No, think about it. Because what God is saying to us is, see, behold. If you don't see, you would not partake in what God wants to do. You would not make lifestyle adjustments. You will not make changes to your thinking. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. God said, Jesus said, in seeing they can't see, in hearing they don't hear, that they may be healed. It is only when you see and hear that healing comes. So, God opened his eyes. He realized that in the past 14 years in Laban's civil service, his wages, though it has increased, but the price of cornflakes has increased too. Have you ever done it? If you ever had a promotion at work, a few things happen. The more they increase your wages, the more your tax. Uncle Yems, we have a tax collector in the house. Your tax increases. The more your family increases, the more your expenditure increases. So when he had one wife, he could manage with £30,000. Then he started giving birth to children. Every child that came had childcare, nursery, childminder, Auntie Sapphire will take, the NHS will take, Uncle Yemi will take, Dr. Patrick will take, you know, everybody will take. And then Laban said to him, bro, thank you, you've been a good employee. You know, I appreciate you. Next year, we'll increase your salary from 30,000 to 32,000. Can somebody do the maths? Because this is how God wants believers to think. Don't just, Pastor said the other day, you're praying about your children. Don't just pray, train them as well. Bible says, go to the ants, oh you sluggard, and learn wisdom. They don't have a prime minister, but they organize their systems. They don't have good roads, but they structure themselves. They gather food when they... Do you know that the greatest asset you have in life is you? Do you realize that? If I take you away from your job, how long, if I take you away from your business, how long can your family last without an income? If you fall sick today and you are sick for 1 year, like Job, let me say 1 year. I don't know how long. How long will your family, will you be able to pay your mortgage? So Laban said to him, 2K salary increase. Sister, 2K. You just do a new hair. Somebody do the wage, do the calculation for me. How much would your salary? You see, the year they gave him increase, he went, he rejoiced with his wife. He said, honey, they've given me pay sleep, pay rise. The wife said, what? The wife said, let me go and cook you your good food. As the wife went and cooked it and brought it, he just touched his wife. The wife said, don't touch me, touch me. Oh, no. Stop playing. The next year, they had another baby on the 2,000. On the 2,000 increase. So you realize that he realized after 14 years, I'm assuming, I'm not saying it is, that his wages were not in pari passu with what Laban was paying him. God then opened his eyes to see. That was when he saw that as an employee, you can never earn more than the employer. So he went and renegotiated his wages, his work. He said to him, his contract. Thank you, Mr. Gates. He said, Laban said, I'll increase. He said, no, don't increase. No, I want profit share now. Let's do profit share. Because of you, God is blessing so many organizations. But because you are still thinking the people in Egypt are better, they are changing their clothes, you are not seeing that you carry an anointing. That every place you have been to, every job you have been to, have you ever looked at the financial statement of the company you work for at the end of the year? I wouldn't name names for confidentiality reasons. Even the NHS, even the Home Office, their profit increased by 400%. Woman of God, praise God. I'm not looking that way. Their profit increased by 400%. Are you getting a share of that? Behold, God is going to start doing new things in 2020. He has already started. But are you sleeping? Let's bow down our heads. Are you sleeping? Are you trusting in people and men and systems of men? Are you trusting in Ofsted? Are you trusting in your certificate? Are you trusting in the economy? Are you trusting even in yourself? Where is your confidence, church? Where is your hope? Aren't you tired of going around the same issue for 40 years? Aren't you tired of going around the same mistakes? God is saying forgive. But the opportunity cost, it will cost you something to trust God. To trust God. The woman that had the last meal, the prophet came and said, cook, let's all eat. Share. The woman that had the oil, God said, I want to bring you out of death. Your children have been marked for death. And I also want to bring you out of death. The way I'm going to do it, your eyes have to open. Behold, there's oil in your house. There's something God has deposited in us as a church, as a body. I want you to pray, Lord, heal my blindness. I saw God use sand, clay, reconstructed the eyes of a man, the sockets of a man who was born blind. Were you born blind? Jesus can give you new eyes. Are you sleeping? He can wake you up. Father, we thank you for tonight. Can we just spend a minute more to just pray in tongues? Lord, the wrong prayers I'm praying, the wrong prayers, the wrong desire, the wrong principles, the wrong methodology, the wrong angle I'm looking at things for. Applying other people's principles to my situation. Applying other people's experience to my experience. Lord, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you open our eyes. Open the eyes of everyone here tonight. That Lord, healing might come. Thank you. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.